Joe, it is great to see so many friends to talk about something that is of great interest to all of us. I appreciate your having a chestnut tree out here. It helps the profit line as fortunately farming is a sideline. I have been able to manage a small profit, but I do have a sideline that will support it. And to the other roasters, my good friend Congressman Ike Skelton, we worked together back in the early 70s in the Missouri legislature when he was a senator. And I had a few problems that first time around, but I found some people we could work with. Ike was one, and we've worked with him since. And on the biodiesel issues, obviously, but nothing more important than the national security issues. We both share a common bond, but that sounds a little bit a common interest, having sons who are serving in the active military. And Ike's support for the Missouri National Guard and for all these other things have been great, and I thank you very much, Ike, for that. Dale Ludwig, boy, I tell you what, I'm glad you trimmed it down a little bit. We had a roast in Columbia. Kenny Hulsoff participated in. It went on. I think it went on in the past midnight for a while. Everybody had so many lines. I'm glad we cut it short today. And Dale, you know, the real story about Dale Ludwig. Dale had this little scheme when I first got in office. I'm driving all over the state, and my staff got stretched pretty thin. And they said, "Oh, well, Dale Ludwig's volunteered to drive you from Podunk Junction to East Overshoe, where I had two speeches." And after about six of those times, I knew that one was going to cost me. Every time he drove me somewhere, I came back with a list of things that the Soybean Association needed. And I finally said, "Hey, listen. Maybe we can get a staffer to drive me a little more, so you don't have to enlist Dale Ludwig to run me around," because he always had a few asks. And my point has always been, our job in Washington, I think, is to work with leaders in Missouri who have good ideas, who are willing to make a commitment, put some skin in the game, and make things happen. And the chestnut I have brought along here is a very minor thing. The very big thing that all of you with the Soybean Association are doing, you've been putting your resources behind soybean research and biodiesel development. And I am deeply grateful for that kind of commitment. It's given me an opportunity. I have been very pleased to work with you. And Mayor Landwehr, he didn't give me a ride any place, but any time the city of Jefferson showed up in Washington, D.C., we had several people taking notes. But, again, Mayor Landwehr came up with good ideas, and all the others from Jefferson City said, "Here's what we're doing. We're making a commitment. We're making a commitment. We want to do these things. We need some help." And all of these things here came about as a result of local leadership. We don't have the best ideas in Washington. Heaven help us if we try to impose Washington ideas. But when leaders in the community come forward with things, then I am more than happy to step forward and say, "We're going to try to help you." And Mayor, for your very kind comments about serving in Washington, yes, it is a challenge, but it's a high honor. And I am deeply grateful and appreciative to the people of Missouri for having given me the opportunity to serve both here in Jefferson City and in Washington. It is, when you look back and you say, what's the greatest thing you've gotten out of your 40 years, I'd say the friendships, the people I've worked with, the people who have good ideas, the people who've made a commitment to bettering their community and their state. And there's nothing I could ask for more pleasant than this. Well, as all of you know, we're here to talk about biodiesel. And, Joe, I appreciate this award more than you can ever know, because there was a time when a lot of people thought we were nuts. And they're kind of looking a little bit askance at the ideas soybean producers have. But now when there's an emphasis on clean, renewable energy, energy that lessens our dependence upon foreign oil, that puts a downward pressure on the price of the fuel we need, it's all to the good. It has been, though, a team effort, as we've said. And you were the ones who started it. I was delighted to join in. And it's an amazing thing. Since I announced I was stepping aside, I've gotten lots more awards and usually roasts. And, of course, Joe, I would have been disappointed if somebody didn't put in a pimp on the book. My hometown newspaper publisher wanted a copy of it. A week later he came back and he said, "Kid," I said, "I read the first four chapters and this ain't gonna be no bestseller." I said, "Joe, it wasn't meant for rednecks like you. It was meant for far more sophisticated people, but I appreciate the shot." But anyhow, the best ideas do come from home, and it's hard to believe that only 15 or so years ago, no one knew there was much future for soybeans, and particularly in fuel. But I was visited in Washington by a group from the Soybean Association. You were with us on that first trip. You've been there forever, I guess. So they came up to push something called biotechnology. And as Joe mentioned, thanks to the vision of University of Missouri President Jim Olson, we asked the Missouri General Assembly to put $1 million a year into the food for the 21st century. Had no idea where it was going, but it came up with the researchers and the scientists who could move forward in biotechnology and other very important fields. And after we got that, they started coming to me to talk about using these crops for fuel as well, getting clean, renewable, Missouri-based energy. And the combination now with the biotech, we're creating even better crops that can do more, and we're creating newer, cleaner-burning fuels to meet the world's increasing demand for energy. I was at the Danforth Plant Science Center about a year ago when they announced that a genetically engineered soybeans that could produce so many enzymes for converting wood into cellulosic ethanol that it would lower the price of enzymes to create a gallon of cellulosic ethanol from what was then $5 worth of enzymes to produce a gallon of fuel. Not going to make it in the marketplace these days, but with a new genetically modified soybean, they can lower that cost of enzyme to 50 cents. And that's extremely important because, you know, America is the world's largest energy consumer, using more than $1 million worth of energy every minute. And demand for energy of all worldwide is expected to grow by 50% by 2030. And we need to have all. We need to have fossil fuels, we need to have nuclear, and we must have renewable energy that we are growing here in central Missouri. And it's not only going to be soybeans, it's going to be perhaps many of the wood products that the enzymes from soybeans will help us convert. And for years, our energy consumption has outproduced our production, and that's not sustainable. We're depending too much on unstable regions of the world. We need an energy policy that focuses on developing all of our resources here at home. And that's why I have been a very strong supporter of producing 500 million gallons of biodiesel, displacing oil and imported oil. And it is great to be able to produce low carbon feedstocks. And industry is demanding less expensive, reliable sources of fats and oils, and stimulating public and private sector research on second-generation feedstocks like algae, which was mentioned earlier. Right now, there's domestic feedstock available to support about 1.8 billion gallons of annual biodiesel production in the U.S. And if we can get the blender credit extended, as we must, that could be 78,000 jobs. And I have appreciated and enjoyed working with all of you to produce it. I am proud to say that this has the Made in Missouri label, and the commercial biodiesel development has begun right here, and we must step up to the plate as Congress and continue it. And on the Appropriations Committee, as was mentioned, I'm delighted to have targeted some strategic investments to Missouri, a.k.a. earmarks. And anybody who believes that a bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. is going to make better judgments on where to spend the tax dollars that we send to Washington when they come back to Missouri, I'll be happy to go head on head with them. We're proud to have funded projects at DOT and Department of Energy to incorporate biodiesel and transportation, and we are extremely pleased with the future for B20. Thank you, Mike Keogh, for getting the truck up here. And Ford and GM are building the model year B20 compatible. That means cleaner air and more homegrown energy. We're delighted to see that. Actually, you're mentioning Fort Leonard Wood. One of the first things that Ike and I had worked on at Fort Leonard Wood was using biodiesel to replace petroleum diesel in smoke. They had to train soldiers in smoky conditions, and they were out there breathing all these diesel fumes, and they had a year using soy diesel. And I asked the commanding general, I said, how does soy diesel work? He said, oh, it's great, a lot of health, a lot of health benefits. They don't have problems from inhaling the petroleum diesel. But he said, there is one big problem. I said, what's that? He said, they all come back, they want French fries. So it spurred their appetite rather than hurting their lungs. But it's critical, I think, that now the state and federal government create and maintain the conditions and the support necessary for the development. That means don't tax it to death, don't regulate it to death, honor our commitments to biodiesel. And I feel it's totally unacceptable that the biodiesel tax blender credit has lapsed. We're going to work as hard as we can to extend it past 2010, and I'm working on an amendment with Chuck Grassley to do that. And, I think this is critically important. I know what difficulties some of the plants are facing right now with the expiration of it. But, in 40 years of service, I've seen a lot of good ideas come and go. But I'm convinced that the idea of biofuels generating energy from things that grow here in Missouri is an idea that is not only going to be here to stay, it's going to be emphasized even more in the future. We need to be wise stewards of our land and use the God-given crops and even trees that are grown here to produce energy that's environmentally sound, economical, and provides good jobs. But today, I say a sincere congratulations to all of you who have been involved in biodiesel and all the other developments that are coming from soybeans. You have established a great industry that Missouri needs and America needs. I appreciate all of your good work, and I accept this award in partnership with you because you are the ones who've made it all possible. Thank you very much, Joe.